Talk to me.
Welcome back to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Kelby Woodard of TradeInnovations.com. That's TradeInnovations.com. My accent gets in the way a few times, so I always like to spell it out for everybody. We're talking to Kelby about how to limit liability when you're importing inventory. You know, we kind of got that scare factor out of there. You know, the buyer is responsible. You need to make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. But really, when it comes down to it, there's a lot of great things that you can do to get yourself into importing, and it's a lot simpler than a lot of people think it is. Can you give us some tips about that and how to consider these regulations, what we can do to make sure we have all our bases covered?
Absolutely. In fact, I absolutely agree with you. The benefits far outweigh any of the difficulties that you're going to have in the importing process. The key is to go in it with your eyes wide open and understanding that there will be hiccups along the way, but the benefits will definitely outweigh those hiccups. The first thing I would do is start off in phases. So if you're just beginning to consider importing, don't just automatically go to the internet and find somebody in China who says they manufacture your product and then just make an order. You do need to do your due diligence, whether it's you personally, as we discussed a little bit earlier, or whether you use an expert in this particular area to help you through this process. The second piece is consider sourcing from a country that is a little bit closer to the U.S. during your first time, whether it's a country like Mexico or even farther south in South America, because those countries have a little bit easier logistics into the United States sometimes than the Pacific, than coming from Asia. In fact, what you'll find is some of the benefits from sourcing from Asia are beginning to wane because of increased logistics costs out of Asia and increased costs at the U.S. ports who are handling goods from Asia. So there is potential for competitive advantage here by using other countries, particularly countries that have free trade agreements with the U.S., in which you're not going to pay any duty whatsoever on product that you bring in. Countries like those in the Caribbean Basin, those in Central America, and, of course, NAFTA countries like Mexico and Canada. There is a real competitive advantage for those countries because of the duty issues and the fact you don't have to pay taxes on those imports. So those are two ideas when you're first starting out that are pretty key to a successful import operation.
Two great points of advice, you know, and using those free trade countries, there's even more benefits within there that you can really benefit from. So now, two or three things that a buyer can do to can a buyer do to reasonably make sure that of their reliability of the overseas suppliers? In other words, what can we do as a buyer, if let's say we go into one of those free trade countries, to make sure that manufacturer or who we're buying from is a good, reliable source?
Well, the first thing is, of course, to pick the right one.
That sounds easy, right? Easier said than done, right?
That's right. And that requires you to do some due diligence research, including some online research. It's amazing what the internet can tell you about companies and how quickly somebody who has been dealt with wrongly by a company will post that on the internet. So that's a great way to do some initial research. The second piece is to, again, use that expert. Find an expert in that particular area who can give you some advice on which companies are reputable and which ones aren't so reputable, which ones you might have some issues with. The second piece is to trust but verify. Once you've identified somebody that you think is going to be a good supplier for you, is to do some verification during the process. And that really requires you to have a good freight forwarder or customs broker or, again, a consulting expert that can help you through that process. Because what's going to happen is, even if the product itself meets all of the right regulations and qualifications for entry into the U.S., now you have to make sure that you get all of that accurate information in a timely manner to customs. And in order to do that, your freight forwarder, customs broker, or yourself using a consultant will have to make sure all of that data gets to customs on time. For instance, there's a requirement that the manifest of every container on an ocean vessel bound for the United States is submitted to customs 24 hours before that container is put onto a vessel. So all that information has to be accurate from the supplier and has to be verified by your freight forwarder or carrier that you're using, and then submitted to customs on a timely basis, or you're going to add significant time to your supply chain as it sits on the dock waiting for that information.
Is this where the concept of direct filing for customs entries comes in?
It is. You know, as you continue to become more sophisticated in your operation, of course, one of the things that you're going to consider is importing. And once you've done that and decide that there are more ways in which you can save money and become more efficient and effective in your operation, is direct filing. It is a law in the U.S. that you have the right as an importer to file your own entries with Customs and Border Protection. So you can do that by filling out paperwork and being at the port and submitting that. But there are also numerous companies today who allow you to use the Internet to file that entry with U.S. Customs and save a considerable amount of money. Now, the good news is, from a liability standpoint, it is one less person who can make a mistake in your supply chain, because no one knows your product and what is happening to that import better than you, because you have that control. So in many cases, your broker can provide some good advice, but in a lot of cases, they can also just add complexity, which can result in mistakes being made on your entry and costly delays in your import. So it is just like anything else in today's Internet age, similar to TurboTax, where you file your own IRS entries. You can file your own customs entry, because at the end of the day, really, that customs entry is a tax return. Every entry into the United States is filing an individual tax return with customs. And some of these software programs are really idiot-proof, where, again, like TurboTax, will ask you questions about, are you sure you want to file it this way, or have you considered these different areas?
And if you do decide to use a broker or a consulting service, you know, go by recommendations.
Correct.
When you're in the online world, there are many friends out there, coworkers online, if you don't know anybody directly, who have done this process many times over, and they can have recommendations. So don't be afraid to ask for recommendations. And if you're interviewing somebody, don't be afraid to ask for their references and who they've actually worked for. So you can build that trust factor.
Correct. So,
now, at what point does buying domestically make better sense, business sense, than from an importing standpoint?
Well, I would say if you have a commodity or a product that the margin is not important on, where there's not much competition, but yet you can find a good domestic either manufacturer or someone else who has already imported that product, and can afford that additional margin to your final product, then that makes sense. And if it's a product that is a little bit more complicated to get through the import process because of its nature. So, for instance, if you're, I assume there's not many people doing this, but if you're bringing in pharmaceuticals, that's a little bit more difficult. Just to throw out an example of a product that would be much more difficult for you to bring in yourself rather than allowing someone else who has the resources and knowledge base to be able to bring a complicated product into the U.S.
Well, you've given such great information. Where can I find out more information about these subjects that you've just touched on today?
Well, I think there's two websites I would recommend. One is cbp.gov. CBP stands for Customs and Border Protection, which is the new name for the U.S. Customs Service. There is very good information on that website regarding different requirements as part of its informed compliance requirement to bring stuff into the U.S. Two, of course, is our website, where we have lots of different links for different kinds of information as well as direct information, which is the tradeinnovations.com that you mentioned. A third site that I would recommend is a site called trgdirect.com. For those companies who are interested, or those individuals who are interested in learning more about the direct filing concept, you can find some information there on savings regarding direct filing. So I think those are three areas or three websites that you can go to for more information. And actually, if I can, I can mention one more. There's a trade association called TradeBridge International that also has a website and really advocates for the small to medium-sized importers and exporters in the U.S. who typically have been underrepresented by associations in the past. So there's a lot of information specifically towards small to medium-sized enterprises on that website as well. So I guess there's four. Pretty much get any information you'd like.
Well, keep going. We like all the help we can get out here. So, now, we'll make sure to get those URLs on productsourcingshow.com. So for those of you who don't have a pencil and pen handy right now, you can go to productsourcingshow.com and you can get those URLs as soon as we have this interview up online. And please check out Trade Innovations. There's a lot of wonderful information. You know, Kelby, I'd like to step back a second. You know, early on in the show, we were talking about some of the quality issues and that you need to consider when you're buying products from other countries, you know, especially with China. You know, what is China doing right now to answer these quality issue concerns? So for the sellers out there who are interested in buying from China, what are those things that they need to consider?
Well, the first thing to consider is that China isn't really doing this in order to try to circumvent U.S. laws or regulations in general. This is a bit of a cultural issue that if you talk to talk to many people in China, to many Chinese, they don't quite understand this quality assurance issue because in the U.S. we have a fairly advanced quality assurance requirements, whereas in most areas of the world that is not the level that it needs to be. So there is this misunderstanding from a cultural standpoint exactly why we're so worried about quality assurance. When in the long term, if, for instance, if toys have lead-based paint in them, that is more of a long-term issue than anything that that the Chinese in general see as a short-term issue for the safety of American children. We just have a tendency culturally to look at that a little bit differently. Two, the Chinese government is very obviously concerned about its image regarding being the manufacturer of the world if its products are seen as not being quality. So they're doing a lot of things from a regulatory standpoint and really clamping down on companies who are not following the quality assurance standards, both in China as well as from a U.S. import standpoint. A lot of that's pressure from the U.S., and most of it is just economic survivability because China realizes it needs to have a good reputation. So there's a lot of that. Most companies use a third-party validation firm to make sure that the quality of products is what has been ordered and to make sure that they meet all U.S. requirements, or have in-house staff for bigger companies who do that same thing where they actually visit factories to ensure that those quality assurance pieces are all in place. But I must admit that most of the companies that were importing product into the U.S. During this quality assurance scare from China were using third-party and in-house validation firms. So it's not a it's not something that just eliminates your liability. It's one that mitigates your liability.
Right. Well, what comes back down to what we said earlier, you know, it's the buyer's responsibility. Sometimes the best way is to go straight over there yourself.
That's correct.
It's a good excuse for a business trip. Well, thank you so much, Kelby, for being on the line. We do really appreciate all the wonderful information that you've provided us.
Well, thanks again for having me.
No problem. For more information, go to tradeinnovations.com. Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic five-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.